A big meeting going on this morning, big event, an announcement happening this afternoon at Timber and Plum Kitchens and Cabinetry on Wyandotte. And the Honorable Stephen McKinnon, leader of the government in the House of Commons, will be attending the event to highlight the federal budget's investments to strengthen the economy in a way that is shared by all. And joining us in the studio is the Honorable Stephen McKinnon. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Now, I got to ask you, I ask anybody who is not, you're from the Gatineau area,
yes,
out by Ottawa. I always ask, you know, whenever we have a guest who's not from here, what is your perspective or take when you think of Windsor, Ontario?
Well, we were talking, just chatting offline, right, about the legendary contribution of this radio station to music,
right,
all around the
Rosalie
world.
Rosalie Tremblay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so this is a legendary place. I'm so humbled to be able to be here. But when you think of Windsor, what you think is the hardworking men and women of this city that have contributed so much to this country.
Right.
Through the auto industry, through manufacturing generally here in southwestern Ontario. When you think of Windsor, to me, you think of the real heartland of this country.
I love hearing that. It's great. And that's something I ask all of our guests. I do a segment every Wednesday called City Building, and we talk about things that make up a good mid-sized city like Windsor, what works in other cities, what is best practice. And I always ask guests who are not from here, what is your take on Windsor? I love hearing that perspective. I think it helps us see ourselves in a way that we often take for granted, you know, and I think it's important to have. I know you don't want to give spoilers away, but what brings you to Windsor this afternoon?
Well, we're here talking about the budget,
because right,
we think we have a very important budget that's going to help a lot of people in this region and across the country, and specifically with respect to the urgent national priority that we have in housing. But today, specifically, we're here highlighting some of the entrepreneurs. So we talked about the men and women of the auto and the manufacturing industry, but this region is also legendary for its small businesses,
right,
for the restaurants, for the small manufacturing businesses, the service businesses that support all of us. And so we're here to highlight some of that and announce some funding for a program called Futurepreneur that helps those entrepreneurs, those young entrepreneurs specifically, get a leg up and get them on a solid footing so they can continue to make contributions.
I love hearing that. And I always say, you know, small businesses, they're kind of the engine to the economy. So important. And with the budget being recently announced, we had Eric Kuzmierczyk on the show last week to kind of do a bit of a budget highlight.
Love that guy.
Great. Yeah, we're very lucky to have him here as an advocate. Back when you were sworn in as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government house leader, I know you said under your leadership, Liberals in Ottawa will work with the opposition parties to advance key bills through trying to find common ground in what you saw as consequential session of Parliament. I feel like that's key, working with opposition. How is that task now that the budget is out? How is it working with the opposition parties?
Well, we'll see which of the opposition parties support it. We know that Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives will not support it. We could propose, Dan, that the sky is blue and put that into law. Pierre Poilievre and his team would try and block that. So what are they holding up? They're holding up things like dental care. They're holding up things like child care, school nutrition funding, all of these programs that we've put in place to help parents, families get a leg up and survive. We know the cost of living is an issue. The government has put in place a whole bunch of measures. Unfortunately, we cannot get the Conservatives to come around to even allowing us to try and move forward on these things in Parliament. Fortunately, we've had a constructive partnership with the New Democratic Party, and that's allowed us to make a lot of progress for Canadians. And we do that. A tangible example of that is right here in Windsor with the Ojibwe National Park,
right,
Reserve.
Yeah.
Mr. Massey, Mr. Kuzmierczyk, both very strong advocates for this piece of infrastructure, only the second urban park that will exist in this country will be right here in Windsor. Yeah. And that's an example on the ground of how you make substantial progress that helps people.
Right. Any key issues in the budget that really stand out to you that you feel are important to move us forward?
Well, housing is the obvious one.
Right, yeah.
We know that after the pandemic, you know, these housing values have soared so much. We've had worldwide inflation. It's coming down. That's the good news. Three straight months under 3% inflation, which is right in that target zone of the Bank of Canada. So we're hoping that will provide some interest rate interest rate relief coming moving forward. But we've put in place, whether it's for rentals to support renters, to encourage the construction of rental housing, affordable housing, and also to ensure that these zoning, you know, I know that we've had some issues here in Windsor with respect to working with the city on the Housing Accelerator Fund,
right.
But other municipalities in the region are participating in this, which will allow these municipalities to make a substantial contribution to opening up the lots, opening up cities, and allowing construction to occur. Supply is the answer.
Mm.
Housing's the problem. Supply is the answer. And we think we've provided a comprehensive response.
Engagement, I know, is a big issue here in Windsor, even on a municipal level. Very low voter turnout. I think it was 32%, right around there. And at municipal, that's the most accessible level of politics. How does the government plan to engage with young entrepreneurs, even, and young people in general, who they say, you know, have the most voting power right now? How do you plan to engage directly to gather feedback and insights on the effectiveness of even the initiative that's going to be announced this afternoon?
Well, this budget is about fairness for every generation,
right,
and specifically for young people. If you have children, we brought in the Canada Child Benefit, thousands of dollars tax-free a month per child that goes to parents. This budget has school nutrition funding. Right. We will be moving forward with dental care for young children, accessible to all. PharmaCare, which is a specific highlight of this budget. For disabled Canadians, we're bringing in the new Canada Disability Benefit. If you're a young person, whether you're facing specific challenges, a parent, or that entrepreneur who's looking to get a leg up, we have the Regional Economic Development Agency and their whole suite of programming. But we also have this exciting program, Futurepreneur, this organization that helps entrepreneurs get that leg up. And in this region, where, you know, you can look forward to so much development occurring with Stellantis, with all of the industries. People forget the small businesses that are going to, the caterers, the small manufacturers, the trucking companies, all of these entities that are going to flourish by virtue of that massive investment in this region. You know, we need to help those people get ready to, you know, get ready for what's coming, which is some pretty real prosperity. And I hope people in Windsor are very proud.
I hope so, too. And it is amazing when you think something that is going to affect multi-generations to come, this how we're going to be growing, so many people coming here. It's transformative. It really is. And now is the time, I think, to really make sure we have that infrastructure in check. What role do you see young entrepreneurs playing in driving Canada's economic recovery and even long-term? You mentioned the word prosperity, long-term prosperity, particularly post-pandemic, everything, the state of the world right now. It's a difficult time. It's a different time, different challenges. What role do you see young entrepreneurs playing in that?
Well, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. Yeah. That's where the growth comes from. You know, an overwhelming percentage of people work in small or medium-sized businesses. And you look at those service companies, whether they be you know, small accounting firms or small IT firms or people with that germ of an idea but just need to look for a little bit of mentorship or advice or support, we're going to be there for those people. But that's what drives growth in Canada, is those small and medium-sized businesses and those young people that have the courage to put a lot at risk, let's admit. And then hopefully get a big reward as a payoff, grow those businesses, employ people, and regions like this one can prosper for a long, long time. That's how you build countries. And the innovations coming out of Canada, whether they be in IT or in small manufacturing, the business that I'm going to see today, which is a service business that manufactures and designs kitchens.
Right.
These are fantastic things that I can't believe how lucky I am to be able to come and see and promote.
It's great. Yeah, like I said earlier, you're going to be at Timber and Plum Kitchens and Cabinetry this morning. And I'm always curious when I hear about a meeting being announced, where there's been an announcement happening. I always wonder, how is the location chosen?
Well, in this case, I believe this is a business that has benefited from this kind of programming in the past.
Great.
From this organization, Futurepreneur. And so we want to, you know, build on that track record and hold these people up as an example of what you can accomplish with a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of risk-taking, a little bit of passion, and hopefully a big reward at the end.
Absolutely. So today, again, 1:15 today, big announcement being made. I cannot wait.
I'd be remiss, Dan. I do want to make a non-related point. I know Mr. Cassidy from Unifor is retiring today.
Yes.
And in speaking to my friend Eric, he wanted to make sure that I sent out a big thank you to him for the work that he's done on the battery plant specifically, but over a long, long career in the union movement. And I just think that those kinds of people, too, are the kinds of people you build communities around.
100%. Yeah, huge congrats to David Cassidy and his retirement. I saw him a few nights ago at the Alumni of Distinction Awards, and his speech was very, very passionate, very honest, very raw, and that's how he's always been. He's been a straight shooter, and so much respect to him. We're very lucky to have him as well. And
yes.
Impossible to replace, definitely, but he's done so much for us.
Absolutely. I know he'll have grown a whole bunch of leaders who are very passionate about the union movement as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the town we are. That's my thought. That caricature of Windsor, definitely. We are a union town and supporting the workers from the ground up. We'll end it there. So appreciate your time. Welcome to Windsor.
Thank you.
And enjoy your stay as well.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you having me today.
Anytime, definitely. The Honorable Stephen McKinnon, leader of the government in the House of Commons. Again, meeting announcement today, 1:15 at Timber and Plum Kitchens and Cabinetry on Wyandotte. Futurepreneurs, very, very important that we look at the big picture of things and support workers from the ground up. More conversation on the way. Keep it here. It's the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800.